Trump's executive order may keep plants open, but it can't force sick and scared workers back to the line. The shortfall in output could continue to run as high as 15%, even after plants reopen, Perdue, the agriculture secretary, said on April 30th. Slaughterhouses, after years of lobbying to run their lines faster, resisted by labor advocates as too dangerous and by some food safety experts as likely to allow more unhealthy animals to be processed, may be forced to slow down for months and possibly years to adjust to fewer workers with more space between them. Livestock farmers may have to keep culling their herds, prolonging higher meat prices. For now, hewing to enhanced safety standards makes sense for meat companies to keep plants open. But if you're a worker, you have to wonder if the precautions will outlast the pandemic when your health is no longer a threat to the broader community. And then what? Maybe robots? Industry experts say meat companies are likely to emerge from this crisis determined to solve their labor problem once and for all with automation. The old adage was that the machine doesn't take a coffee break, says economist Steve Meyer of Kearns & Associates in Ames, Iowa. I guess the new adage is that the machine doesn't get coronavirus.